This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of 1 Peter, let's look at chapter 5. I would like to use the inductive Bible study method. Whenever you attempt to study the Bible, you should realize that the first step in this method is to observe what is being said in the text. Note the actual facts or statements. Then work at trying to understand what is actually meant. That is, you need to interpret what you have observed. Once you've done this, you need to apply what you have learned to your life. In other words, answer the question, what difference should this make in my life personally? What action steps should I take to have the truth discovered, implemented in my life? Again, the three steps are, what does the text say? What does it mean? What action steps should I take? Put another way, observation, interpretation, and application. When reading 1 Peter 5, notice that Peter refers to himself as an elder as he addresses the elders in the group of Christians he is writing. He points out the responsibilities they have as they shepherd God's flock under their care. He assures them that if they faithfully carry out their responsibilities with humility, they will receive the crown of glory when the chief shepherd appears. Then he turns to the Christians in God's flock and assures them that though they are suffering under the attack of the devil, God will graciously enable them to endure victoriously. He concludes by sharing greetings from fellow Christians and encourages them to stand fast together in the truth. If you'd like to review this series of studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.